Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm your host, Sean, stacking the green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. Ryan, what's going down, bro?
Everything.
Everything's going down.
This is due to the shortened NBA season, it's screwing everything up because you got the trade deadline Thursday.
Yep.
You got free agency for NFL just started.
Yep.
Plus, you got March Madness. It's pretty crazy.
It's a lot of things going on.
Yeah, man.
All right. Well, real quick. Make sure you guys check us out on Twitter, at Gambling Podcast. We'll be live tweeting our trip to Las Vegas, where we'll be covering the NCAA tournament. And, of course, go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com. You can hit the Amazon link there, support our gambling habits, and, you know, keep SGP alive and kicking.
I think we should do nightly recaps.
Yeah.
Status of the trip.
I'm going to bring I'll bring the podcasting stuff out there. No guarantees on whether or not we can pull off a podcast out
there. Have internet, and I will have my computer. So.
Dude, you know, there could be possible blackout drunk conditions.
Well, that's part of the recap.
how drunk we've gotten.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's just, Ryan, let's just do...
Well, we should start. Should we start with the playing games?
Well, you know what? Let's do this. We got a couple news and notes here, football stuff.
Let's knock that out.
Let's get that out of the way. We got March Madness here, but we can't overlook the rest of the sports world, Ryan.
Well, should we start with the NBA?
Okay, first, hit on the NBA. What do we got going on over there?
Well, big trade, the first big domino to go down. Monte Ellis, who's been rumored to be a trade piece for 3 years now.
Yep.
Traded. He was traded in. Let's see.
Traded to Golden State.
Essentially, it was...
From Golden State to Milwaukee.
Yeah, so it was... he got dealt to Milwaukee. I don't really get that. I feel like him and Jennings are similar players. But Monte Ellis, Kwame Brown, and Ekip Udu, former Baylor great, for Bogut and Steven Jackson. Steven Jackson returning to the mothership.
He's back, baby.
Yeah, who cares, I guess.
Now, we're taping this Tuesday evening. 8 o'clock Pacific time-ish, Dwight Howard has not been traded yet. It sounds like he is going to be traded. ESPN keeps alluring that this might be his last night as a Magic. I don't know. It sounds like they finally were convinced, either the owner. I forget how it's breaking down, but I think the owner realizes that.
I think someone talked to the owner finally and was like, you're not keeping this guy.
Right. I think they're finally coming to the realization that he's going to either sign with the Nets, which sounds like the most likely. Other outside shot is Dallas. It looks like they're freeing up cap space. So, yeah, I mean, they should get something for him. They should have just taken Bynum. They should take Brooke Lopez. They should take whatever they can get for him.
Of course, the deadline is tomorrow. The deadline is Thursday, I'm sorry. So, yeah, tomorrow when you're listening to this. At 3 p.m. Eastern. And everything you read right now is that he's going to the New Jersey Nets.
They're
going
to trade him to the Nets.
Yes, okay. He will be traded. It's rumored to include Brooke Lopez, rookie Marshawn Brooks, and the Nets would take back Hedo Turkoglu and his giant contract. But that would instantaneously give them a contender, which it would be interesting to see if the Nets could make a run and make the playoffs this year with the core of Deron Williams and Dwight Howard.
Because, how many games out are they in the East? Can you look that up?
Well, the East, lucky for them, the East is a pile of dog shit. And I believe the Knicks are in the 8th seed right now at 18-23.
Right, so they're 5 games under and they're still technically in the playoffs.
So I'm pulling it up right now, but yeah, man, Linsanity's really died off.
Linsanity has hit the wall. Now, do you think it's Jeremy Lin? Do you think it's Carmelo not fitting in the system?
They figured out how to defend him. He hasn't figured out how to beat a trap. So Milwaukee and the Knicks are tied at 18-24, and the Nets are only 4.5 games back. So they could easily. It's safe to say that they're making the playoffs if they make that deal.
Yeah, you figure Dwight's at least good for 4.5 games, come back.
Well, just the combo of Dwight and Deron Williams, that's a filthy, filthy combo.
That's going to be, they're going to make a run for Lob City, the title of Lob City. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why he's so desperate. I'm still perplexed why he's so desperate to get out of Orlando, but all right.
I just can't wait for him to realize how much Brooklyn sucks balls.
Yes.
It's not Manhattan. All these hipsters, these New York hipsters, for those of you not from the East Coast, Someone from Brooklyn is similar to someone who lives in Silver Lake. They're just so full of Brooklyn, or they're so full of their area and how it's hip and trendy. And
yeah, I mean, there's some old school Brooklyn people still, but sure. I think like the newer the people moving into Brooklyn.
Yeah, the stadium is not being built in the old school Little Italy in Brooklyn. It's being built around the the up and coming areas. But yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what it's like with the Nets being good.
All right, Ryan, a couple quick NFL notes. Randy Moss signed with the 49ers, one-year deal. Brandon Jacobs got released.
So Randy Moss, why did he sign with the one team who has a quarterback who can't throw it further than 20 yards down?
I don't know.
Week four, he's going to be angry he's not getting the ball.
It makes no sense. I don't know. You know, you got to sign with a team like the Eagles or some team that just loves the passing the ball.
It's more that you need a team that can throw the ball that far. I mean, Alex Smith proved he can't throw the ball further than
25 yards.
Yeah, I mean,
Alex Smith needed receivers, but that was only half the formula. He also needed to be able to throw the ball.
Yeah.
All right, doesn't make any sense. Okay, Peyton Manning watch, quick update. He's going to check out the Titans and the Dolphins. He had already checked out the Broncos and the Cardinals.
So did you read what the – so first of all, everything sounds like he's going to end up in Denver right now?
Well, yeah, originally, before he started checking out places, we were thinking it sounded like he was going to Miami. Miami had a lot of cap space, blah, blah, blah. Then it seemed like, okay, now Denver's the team. Now, you never know. It's like he could either be just trying to – I mean, he could just be leaking this information to get a better deal, right?
Well, the rumors were also that because Denver had so much cap room because they carried it over from the uncapped year that they were going to be able to bring Reggie Wayne and Dallas Clark in, too. Reggie Wayne has since re-signed with the Colts.
Oh, wow. I didn't see that.
That's pretty recent.
That's and pretty big. Maybe they can bring in Marvin Harrison if he's not busy murdering people.
Tennessee's drunk owner said he would give Peyton Manning a blank check.
Wow.
And like we predicted on this show, 25-1.
Oh, not was Tennessee? Okay, because I was trying to remember if we now we'd even said
went
Denver
to college there.
Denver
also
was 20-1, right?
I believe so at the time.
So yeah, the long shots are looking pretty good right now. 20-1 Denver, and then we were touching on Tennessee at 25-1.
And then Vincent Jackson just inked a deal with the Tampa Bay Bucks, 5 years, $55 million.
Looks like he's got a lot of guaranteed money too.
Cortland Finnegan, formerly of Tennessee, 5 year, $50 million contract with the Rams.
So now the Rams got him, and obviously the RG3 trade, or supposed RG3 trade, the trade for the second pick.
Well, and it also sounds like the Rams are interested in trading down again, hoping that the sixth pick is high enough for someone to want Tannehill, the quarterback from Texas A&M. So they are prepared to trade down to Miami or one of the other teams in the 8 to 11 range, potentially getting more picks.
Jeff Fisher, you sly dog, you.
And then, of course, Brandon Marshall got dealt to the Chicago Bears for a third-round pick this year and a third-round pick next year, reuniting with Jay Cutler.
Oh, wow. When did that just happen today?
That happened today also.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, which is a sneaky good deal.
Yeah. And they also signed Jason Campbell, the Bears.
Oh.
One-year deal.
I like him as a backup.
No, he's a...
I'd say he's a top backup, for
sure.
To
a guy with, Jay Cutler's injury history and,
Well,
raging,
it's better than Caleb Haney or whatever the fuck his name was.
That was tough. That was a tough take there. Okay, so yeah, the RG3 trade, of course.
Well, the biggest news...
Skins giving up 3 first-rounders, 1 this year, 2 coming up, and their second-round pick.
Someone had a great quote about this, and being asked if it was a good deal, and... Of course it's a good deal. He's either worth every penny or he sucks and you get fired so you're not around to deal with it. So it's like, I mean, look, if he is as good as he appears to be, then it's a fine deal. I mean,
yeah, it's one of those things. You're never going to remember what you gave up to get him if he is one of these franchise quarterbacks who's going to win you a Super Bowl.
I mean, for the longest time, everyone was like, well, the Giants gave up Phillip Rivers, Sean Marion... And the kicker was the other piece in the draft trade for Eli Manning, and they're like, oh, the Chargers made. And now Sean Merriman, not even on the team anymore. Phillip Rivers hasn't won anything.
Better quarterback than Eli Manning, though.
Yeah, I guess those two rings would argue. look, at the end of the day, right. you want the best player in the deal. But in other news, Clinton Portis apparently has a free agent visits scheduled. Has he played in, is it 2 years off or one?
I feel like he was out of the league for a year and then like injured most of the year.
And he was fat. Apparently he went out to work out for teams and he had a gut or something. It's just like...
These guys, when they go from like super arrogant to just trying to get back in the league is always exciting.
Yeah.
All right, and of course, Rory McIlroy, my man, number one golfer in the world. Rose won the PGA event, I don't even know. Tiger went out.
The event at the TPC Blue Monster, whatever they were calling it.
Tiger went out with a...
strained pussy.
Strained Achilles. Dude, he released that it was just a mild Achilles sprain. Wouldn't you just make up something more if you were going to do that?
Well, in his defense... I would imagine that would be hard to swing a golf club with an Achilles injury.
Right. But how many – it's – if this was the first time it would happen, I wouldn't question it. Or if it was like the second. But it seems like – I don't know. How many events is he withdrawn now from injury?
Yeah, I don't
– He's just done mentally. I think it's crazy.
I think the HGH and steroids is catching up with him.
No, something's got to be said about it, Ryan. And we're the only podcast that's not afraid to talk about it.
Before we leave football, I got to say, I feel like the Redskins are going to be a decent team next year. Not only are they going to get RG3, but today they went out and they signed Eddie Royal, of course, former Virginia Tech great, wide receiver. And they also signed Josh Morgan from the same Virginia Tech team who was on the 49ers. They have two of the greatest receivers in Virginia Tech history. RG3 throwing the ball. I really think they're going to be a decent team next year, and it's annoying because the Redskins are supposed to be.
We'll see. As much as you know, Daniel Snyder always gets crap for these blockbuster moves that don't work out. But normally, it's just him paying way too much for aging superstars.
Did you see that?
This is the first time he's done it to get a draft pick, right?
They got penalized. Well, they traded up for they traded up for someone a couple years ago.
But nothing like this.
They were penalized for doing some shady accounting and like dumping a bunch of salary into the uncapped year illegally. And they were penalized $18 million this year.
Yeah, but I don't know.
And it was redistributed to the rest of the league, which is funny because I was speaking to our Redskins friend and he I was like, "Oh, Sully, that's
Matt
communism
Sullivan.
Right there." And he was like, "Yeah, I know, I hate it."
I don't know. It didn't seem like they broke any rule. It was just like they did something that was obviously shady.
Yeah, but the weird thing is that the NFL approved it all at the time.
Yeah, I mean the NFL I think is kind of fucked up in this situation where you have an uncapped year. So the Redskins and the Cowboys, being businessmen, said, "All right, we're going to give you all this guaranteed money in this uncapped year, and you're going to get less guaranteed money in these other years because it's not going to count towards the – I mean, I know a lot of teams did that. I think Dallas and Washington were just more egregious about it, so the NFL felt like they had to step in.
So the Redskins also signed Pierre Garçon. Holy crap.
Wow.
They gave him $42 million. What a bad con – wow, okay.
That seems a little high.
Fuck. All right, anyway –
all right, Ryan, enough of these.
Enough of this pussy.
Enough of this off-season action. Let's get into it. This is the NCAA Tournament Bracket Madness presented by Sports Gambling Podcast.
Of course, to start, we have, the play-in games, which one is going on as we speak. One already played. Of course, we all liked Western Kentucky, who finished 15-18 on the season to beat Mississippi Valley State. They did not cover the spread, and in the 14-14 playing game, Iona is currently thumping BYU. Yes,
49-26, Ryan.
Yep, I have a healthy wager on Iona right now.
Yep, Ryan, that's why you got to start getting on the gambling podcast Twitter feed. So
I tweet out some picks, man.
I do.
Computers are hard though. And then tomorrow we have Bob Knight's son, Pat Knight, Lamar.
Oh,
facing
did you
University of Vermont?
And all the big news is how he called out his seniors. Basically,
this is the worst senior class ever.
He went
they're
on
all
this rant.
Idiots.
Yeah, they're this is the worst senior class. They're basically stealing money, and they've gone on a 6-0 run. And people are like, "Wow, this is just
what
the
speech.
Kind of tough love you need to ignite a team." No, he realizes he's going to become popular like his dad by just throwing out sound bites.
Holy crap, Lock City. 51-29.
And this is in the first half. Iona, for all these bracketology experts who said Iona didn't deserve to be in this game, man, they are showing them something, Ryan.
Little VCU is Iona, magic.
Is Iona this year's VCU?
Well, we'll get into that later, but I think you know, they play Marquette, which a lot of people think is going to be a real dangerous team, but we'll see. Anyway.
Okay, so Lamar.
We all like Lamar -3. Well, that's what I like.
All right.
They have a guard that's really good, Mike James or something like that. And then
yeah, guys up at Vermont smoke too much weed.
Yeah, and then we got the 12-12 plan is Cal, University of California versus South Florida.
That's what I want to say. Cal and Southern Florida in a play-in game.
So here's what doesn't make sense. Cal was the best team in the Pac-10 all year. They lost their tournament game.
Mm-hmm.
South Florida probably doesn't deserve to be in the game. They're like the ninth Big East team. They were not impressive all year. Cal's a pretty impressive team. So I honestly think Cal could go on a run here. They could pull a VCU. So I think Cal -3 is an easy pick here.
So you like the two favorites Wednesday, meaning today?
Yes, I like the two favorites
Wednesday.
All right,
Wednesday. Hopefully we get this
I
up
really
with
like
people.
Cal. Really like Cal.
All right, Ryan. So just overall, let's now we are going out to Las Vegas. We're going to be getting there. We're going to be drinking. What time do the games start Thursday? Vegas time. Vegas is Pacific time.
Yeah, so the game's pretty much no. I think there's usually a tip at 11:45 Eastern. So I think games essentially are going on from like 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m.
That's gonna be awesome.
Well, it's so overwhelming. It's
it is crazy because there's too much cheering going on in the sports book. Okay, Ryan, I think we talked about this off air. Let's break it down.
Let's go by region, right?
Yeah, break it down by region. We'll give the first round spreads, and then we'll give our picks with a bracket.
So we're going first round against the spread and straight up, and then we'll continue on with the bracket selection,
sure.
Correct?
We'll break that up by region. We'll come up with a sports gambling bracket.
Yeah.
We'll keep you guys posted. Okay, you
so
want to start in the South?
So let's start with the South. So, of course, Western Kentucky won their play-in game. They will be facing Kentucky. Kentucky, and this is – so general rule of thumb, you should try to stay away from betting on these 1- and 2-seed games.
Okay, spread, but we got to make a pick.
Of course,
right?
Of course. The spread's going to be ridiculous. There actually isn't
this
a spread out right
this
now.
This is in Kentucky.
This is in Kentucky, where Kentucky and Western Kentucky both – so I, there's no spread out that I could see. I'm going to say we'll set the spread at 21.5.
Okay.
It'll probably be somewhere in that range. I'm taking Kentucky straight up.
Okay.
And I'm going to take – I will take Kentucky to cover. Coming off the loss in the SEC championship game, I think they're going to come out, try to set the tone, show everyone that they're the best team in the tournament.
All right. I can roll with that. I mean, like you said, it's hard to make a pick in these ones.
Yeah. So, all right. So, we agree? Kentucky advances?
Yeah.
Who do you like against the spread? Kentucky?
Man, I don't know. Actually – I'm going to go with Western Kentucky. They just won a buzzer beater. They're going to have a little emotion. They're playing in Kentucky. Might get a couple fans there, get a run at some point. 21.5.
All right. Yep, that's the sports gambling podcast spread. So I'd be surprised if it was any different or that much different.
Okay.
All right, moving on to the 8-9. We got Iowa State coming to play UConn. What's your take on this game, Sean?
I don't know, Ryan. I haven't seen a lot between these two teams. I'm not that high on UConn this year. I'm going to have to roll with Iowa State.
I think UConn, this is a classic example of a team getting a seed based on their legacy and their past performance. They weren't a great team this year. They were inconsistent. They did not fare well against tough teams. And Iowa State has been a sneaky good team in a really good in a good conference. I don't know. I think you got to take Iowa State here.
Yeah,
straight up for sure. And then let's see what the spread is. The spread is
got to be like 3.
UConn -1.5.
All right. So
I think we agree. We like Iowa State straight up, and sure, grab the points.
Yeah, take 1.5. You don't 1.5 is actually okay in these. Normally, I would
say so many buzzer beaters.
Take the money line, but there is with these college kids free throws late. There's
I've seen it as high as 2.5. So you know.
Take a couple points there. Who you
and I think Iowa State is going to be or UConn will probably be a public favorite because it's UConn. People are like, oh, they won the national championship last year. They're going to see that they're only small favorites against this Iowa State team. So I think there's definitely some value there.
Okay, moving on. Wichita State, number 5 seed versus the number 12 VCU. I don't know, man. It just seems like the writing's on the wall for this VCU team to get knocked down here. Everyone seems to be picking Wichita State as this kind of, potential Final Four team. I don't know, potentially making a run. I mean, I don't know if I like them that deep, but I'm not crazy about VCU. What's your take?
I think this is another example of what we just talked about. You have VCU who made their run last year. People saw it. People were like, oh, and they're only playing a mid-major. What most people don't know is Wichita State's legit. They're a legit team. I think they do have a legitimate shot to I think they're a Sweet 16 team. Unfortunately, they got a bad draw in facing Kentucky, potentially in their bracket. But yeah, I really like Wichita State. I think they're a veteran team. I think they're gonna make a little run here.
All right. I'm fine with that.
And against the spread, we're looking at a 6.5-point spread.
Ooh.
That's where it gets I think people agree with us in terms of who's going to win the game. But I'm going to – I hate laying the big spread, but I really think Wichita State is underseeded here. I think Wichita State could easily be a 3 seed, and I think VCU is overrated based on what they did last year. I don't think they're as tough. They lost some guys. So I'm going to say Wichita State makes a statement here, rolls out, wins big.
All right, moving on. Indiana, number 4, going up against New Mexico State.
I think New Mexico State's a popular sleeper team.
Mm-hmm. I have been hearing their name.
The spread is 6, and the money is pretty even right now. So, for starters, I'm taking Indiana. They have Tyler Zeller's younger brother. I'm blanking on his first name. 7-footer, athletic. They're a tough team, played in a tough conference in the Big Ten. I think they for sure advance. And, I don't know. I don't know enough about New Mexico State. And I've seen Indiana not play, kind of let teams hang around on the road.
Yeah, they don't seem super tough, but
I think Indiana is a really good team, but I could see them leaving the door open and getting backdoored here. So I'm gonna take New Mexico State against the spread.
I'll take 6 there. I'm feeling that.
So far we've agreed on everything, Sean. That's kind of
scary. I don't know. All right, UNLV number 6 going up against Colorado.
Always tough to bet on UNLV. They get the home money in Vegas there.
Yeah.
But God, Colorado was not a very good team. They got hot at the end of the season. Won the Pac-10 or Pac-12 tournament. Tough to back them here, I think. For me, I like UNLV straight up.
What's the spread though?
Spread's 5.5. It's just
all right. I like Colorado with the points.
Okay, I'll go against you. I'm going to take UNLV with the points and UNLV straight up, obviously. But I think
I'm fine with UNLV as the pick. But
Colorado definitely got hot. But I just don't see them. I don't think they have the talent. They played in a really weak conference. But, hey, I think I've seen people pick it as an upset, so why not?
All right. Moving on, Baylor. The mighty Baylor versus South Dakota State, number 3 versus number 14. I don't know, Ryan. This Baylor team, people seem pretty high on. They got a couple big names there. But they ended up didn't they end up losing their conference game?
They did, and they're really inconsistent. They're one of those teams that you're gonna bet against them, and they're gonna do really well. You're gonna bet for them, and they're gonna get crushed. And well, not crushed, but they're gonna screw you. They have a kid, Perry Jones III. He's super athletic, NBA prospect. I definitely like them to advance, but I'll tell you what. I think the spread is somewhere 7.5. And everything you read about this South Dakota State team, just they're a really sound team. They have a kid who people are making comps to Steve Nash as their point guard. They have another kid who's a 6'8 forward who can hit threes. So they have size, they have skill, they can shoot. And I think they keep it close. I think Baylor's a more athletic team. Baylor's bigger up front.
Yeah, 7.5, I feel good.
But Baylor's been inconsistent at times, and also Baylor has trouble to score at times. So I think against a real sound, well-coached team, I'm going to take South Dakota State to cover.
Now, Ryan, I know maybe digging deep a little bit, but what's the altitude in Albuquerque, New Mexico? Is that?
I believe Albuquerque's in the, 4,000 feet range? Maybe higher?
Yeah. All right. Some, you know.
I think this one comes down to Baylor's inconsistencies. And when you're laying 7.5 against a solid team, like South Dakota State is a really, really good 14 seed. So.
Okay, number 7, Notre Dame versus number 10, Xavier. I don't know, man. I saw a little bit of Xavier. I was not really feeling them in the conference.
So they have two Holloway. Notre Dame is from the Big East. Both these teams arguably don't deserve to be here.
Yeah.
Which really annoys me that Duke got this draw, but I don't know. I think this is a coin flip game. I don't see either team really having a huge advantage.
All right, so give me the points. Who do you Xavier's getting points?
Well, let me I don't have their spread up. I would imagine – oh, they're playing on a different day, that's why. I would imagine that – let's see here. Xavier is getting 2.5. That's about right.
Yeah, take neutral. The 2.5.
Yeah.
If you got to bet it.
I've watched Notre Dame. I mean, Notre Dame did beat Syracuse, but, God, I watched them play and they looked horrible too.
Yeah.
So who are you taking to advance here? This is maybe our first conflict.
I don't know. I'll take Xavier.
Yeah, you want to roll with Xavier?
Even though I said I didn't really like what they're doing, fuck Notre Dame.
Yeah, I mean, the only argument would be better conference. But, yeah, let's roll with Xavier. I'm fine with that. I'll take him points, getting the points, and I'll take him straight up to advance.
All right. Duke, number 2, versus Lehigh, where my dad went to school. My mom went to school there. I'm from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And that makes me qualified to tell you that Lehigh is going to get murdered here. I'm a fan of Lehigh, but a Patriot League team, they're pretty atrocious.
Yeah,
if you're looking for an odd team, maybe a Harvard, but Lehigh, I don't know. I haven't seen them play in their defense, but I'm going to take Duke advancing, obviously, and laying 12.
Yeah, it's – I don't know. It's hard to – I mean, 12.5 is a small spread for a – 215 matchup. I guess you could argue that Duke relies a lot on the jump shots. The Plumlee brothers aren't, you know, they're not as great as people like to give them credit for. But yeah, I'll take Duke with you. I have to reiterate, I don't like gambling on the 1 and the 2 matchups just because it's these ridiculous point spreads.
That's the only one that stood out.
All right, so moving on to the second round, or I guess they call it the third round now.
Okay.
Kentucky takes on Iowa State.
I don't know.
Hard to pick against Kentucky. I think they're clearly the best team in the country.
Yeah.
And they're going to have a talent advantage. And I just don't see Iowa State having the coaching edge that much in their favor. So let's take Kentucky. Moving on to the Sweet 16.
Wichita State, Indiana.
For the same reasons I kind of pointed out why I like New Mexico State against the spread, Indiana on the road hasn't been nearly as good as at home.
And we travel a little bit.
They're all the way on the West Coast. Not that it's an advantage for Wichita State, but I really like this Wichita State team. I say we roll with them. Move them on to the Sweet 16.
UNLV, Baylor.
I think whoever wins UNLV Colorado doesn't have a shot against Baylor. Baylor's just a really athletic team. I think maybe in the next round they have trouble, but yeah, I don't know. So then Duke versus Xavier.
You got to take Duke, right?
Yeah, it sucks because normally the 7-10 maybe produces a team that can take Duke. But all right, so then moving on to the Sweet 16.
Kentucky, Wichita State.
I can't pick against Kentucky.
Kentucky, moving on.
This feels like a chalk year, Sean, a very chalky year.
I don't know.
It's just tough. So then Baylor. Baylor and Duke.
Baylor, man. Let's take Baylor.
I think, yeah, no, we have to take Baylor.
Okay.
I can't take Duke.
Now, someone pointed this out, I think it was on the Wall Street Journal, that a formula for your final four seeds, they were saying the most frequent number is between 7 and 13, meaning like, a 1 seed, a 2 seed, a 2 seed, and like a 3 seed would be 8 total. So they're saying the ideal number is between 7 and 13. Just
well,
something to...
It is one of those things you see... Well, we didn't mention it, but you see like the prop bet. Will how many number 1 seeds will make the final four? And you'll see 4 number 1 seeds is like 10-1.
Yeah.
And 3 number 1 seeds is like 5-1. And you think like 3 number 1 seeds, that seems like a lock, but who knows?
Yeah, it's almost... I feel like it's always 2 seeds... 2 number 1 seeds, like a 2 seed and a 6 seed, or something. You know what I mean? Like it's so, almost always 2 number 1 seeds.
Now I will say I feel like this year is more chalk than normal. More favorites. I feel like you're going to advance.
All right, Ryan.
We didn't mention it, but so odds to win this the South region: Kentucky -175, Baylor 6-1, Duke 5-1, Indiana 7-1, Wichita State 6-1. Those are really the only players. So anyway, we have Kentucky matching up with Baylor. I can't pick against Kentucky. They're so dominant.
They're a strong team.
I think what helped them, they got beat in the SEC championship. It woke them up. They're going to come out. They're going to be playing for a reason.
All right. Sounds good.
I think we have to throw our first 1 seed in.
Okay, let's do it, Ryan. Oh, man, I like the 1 seed in this West Division.
We going West now?
Region. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so we'll start with this. So props to win the region. We got the favorite, the 1 seed, Michigan State, +180.
Ooh.
Not bad odds for a 1 seed.
I kind of like that, man.
We got 2-1 on Missouri. And then we have New Mexico, Marquette, and Louisville all at 8-1. So
Marquette and Louisville both, a lot of noise about those teams. Okay, Ryan, let's get into it. Michigan State at LIU Brooklyn. Obviously, Michigan State moving on. Not a lot to think
Spread
about
Spread is
there.
20.
I don't know, man. Fuck.
I know. That's why you got to stay away with. You know, LIU is not a bad team, but all Michigan right. State's just so well coached that I feel like they're not going to get backdoored.
Yeah. All right. Give me Michigan State -20.
Yeah.
Memphis at St. Louis. This so, gets a little interesting.
Going here. Into the bracket, I was really stoked to bet on Memphis and St. Louis.
Now
of course,
each
the committee
other.
Sticks them together in an attempt to fuck me. And so that being said, I don't think you can go wrong with a pick here. I really have a feeling this St. Louis team has been playing really well. I really like what they're doing.
Yeah, I'm feeling St. Louis as well. It's not based on a ton of research.
Yeah.
It's gut instinct.
And the spread being what it is at 3. So who did you like, Sean?
St. Louis.
I agree. St. Louis is getting 3 in this matchup.
Yeah.
I'm going to take them to advance, and I'm going to take them with the points.
+3? Maybe even just take money line there.
I like 3. 3 games.
Yeah, I do like the points.
These games always get so crazy. It just feels good to have the points.
Okay, Ryan. New Mexico State, #5.
Just New Mexico.
Oh, yeah, sorry. New Mexico State's in the South.
Yeah.
New Mexico versus #12, Long Beach State, home of Casper Ware, my man.
So, yeah, Long Beach State is a legit team.
Yeah. They got some big dudes. They got Casper Ware. Hit 8 3-pointers in that game.
Often,
New Mexico's no joke, though,
New Mexico is a solid team, but often you see these really, really good veteran guards just kind of take over games. I know New Mexico has a solid defense, but I say the spread's 4. New Mexico's laying 4. I say we take our first major upset.
Let's do it. Advanced, we can't go all chalk.
Advance
right.
Long Beach State here.
LBC.
And I also like, I mean, obviously I like him with the points, but I think that's one of my better bets of the first round. I was hoping it'd be closer to 6, but yeah, I don't know. You know, these 5-12s are always closer than you'd think.
And Casper Ware, they have really good rebounding. They got a great pace about their game. They run up and down that court. And, I mean, you know, the only thing is maybe they got a little too high on their horse and been partying it up in Long Beach. But I could see Casper Ware doing that. But, dude, he hit 8 3-pointers. I mean, you get a hot shooting guard, good rebounding, a nice pace. I don't know. It seems like a solid formula.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Okay, Ryan, #4, Louisville versus 13, Davidson.
So Davidson, I think another team, people are like, oh, Davidson, Stephen Curry. Yeah, no, not the same team. They're getting 7.5 points. I don't even like them with the points. I like Louisville. Louisville just won the Big East, as everyone knows, the toughest conference in the land. Probably the toughest conference tournament for sure. So I'm going to take Louisville to advance and with the point and laying 7.5.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
Yep.
Number 6, Murray State, 30-1. But they're a 6 seed going up against number 11, Colorado State.
Yeah, this is one of those matchups where they're like, oh, they didn't play anyone, this and that. Whatever. I mean, you still got to win the games. They're still really athletic. They're a similar team to last year. They lost to Vanderbilt, but
so you like Murray State.
Colorado State has no defense. And Murray State is athletic and has better guards.
It's hard to go against a team that's 30-1 right now.
And not to mention, the spread's only 4. I think that people are so... Because for the whole season, people are like, I can't wait to watch Murray State get upset. They haven't played anyone. Their RPI is like 200. Who gives a shit? We're advancing Murray State, and I'm going to recommend you take Murray State laying 4. And that might be one of my better bets also.
That feels good. Okay, now this game is not finalized yet, but it looks like Iona's...
What do we got for the halftime score here? Something like 55-40 or something.
Oh, wait,
like that.
Do they have Chuck, Charles Barkley? I thought I saw him up there.
Oh, yeah, they combined for Kenny the Jet Smith.
I love Chuck. He has no idea what he's talking about.
It's
about
great.
College basketball.
It's great. And he's
like
skinny
myself.
Now.
Yeah, skinny Chuck.
Well, so in an attempt to jinx my bet, we'll say Marquette-Iona. Iona's a legit team. They can put up points, as we're seeing here, 55 points in the first half or whatever it is. And although I don't know if they can win a track meet with Marquette, and a
maybe,
lot of people...
Ryan, I think the playing game helps some of these young teams.
I also think people think Marquette's... I don't know, Marquette, they're a scrappy team, they're a tough team. I'm not sure, though. I'm not sure if I can... You know what? I think we go... Let's do it. Let's take Iona.
Yeah.
You want to do it?
Yeah, fuck it, man.
I don't know.
And how many points do you think they're getting? Like a dozen?
I mean, people love Marquette. They really think they're like a sneaky pick for a Final Four team. I disagree. So I'm going to say the spread's going to be in the 7-point range.
Okay.
So on that same note, I love Iona.
So, yeah, I mean, if we're picking them to win, obviously.
And you know who else loves Iona? Our friend, Stat Nerd Steve.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well.
He's been telling me for weeks that he wants to bet on Iona.
Well, and having a nice win.
Yeah. Now, hopefully the win doesn't overvalue them too much. Yeah. Anyway, so moving on. We got Florida versus UV Gay. And, Virginia is not a good team. I was surprised. I mean, they made the tournament because they're in the ACC, and they finished all right. But Florida's a legit – I think Florida's going to just devastate Virginia here.
All right, yeah, you're ACC guy.
In full disclosure, I don't like Virginia.
Okay, Florida, what are they laying?
And so we got – I believe Florida is – yes, they're laying 3.5. That's tricky. I hate to take –
Give me UV Gay,
yeah,
3.5.
Just as a hedge, but I think Florida advances here. Not sure if they're going to cover.
Okay, so obviously we like Missouri, number 2
now,
against Norfolk
not
State.
Not so fast. I do like Missouri to advance, but Norfolk State is a really good team. I'm going to say they cover.
Now,
21
what are they...
points.
Oh, okay.
I actually, it's going against my rule, but I like them to cover. All right, so moving on to the third round, as they call it now. That's so stupid.
God, yeah, we're not gonna accept
going
that.
On to the second round. So we got St. Louis coming into play Michigan State.
Dude, I'm a big Michigan State
guy. Full disclosure, we both really like Michigan State. So let's move Michigan State on.
LB State,
Long Beach State, and
Louisville. And also probably going to be betting Michigan State. St. Louis, if that's...
Yeah, we should point that out. Tom Izzo, in the second game of a weekend, his coaching prowess really, really kind of bleeds through, and he just usually dominates. This team is really well coached. They have players that really listen. I think this will be a good game to bet on. They'll probably be favored by...
Trayvon Green?
They're going to be favored by 5 points, probably, I would guess. Maybe 5 to 7 points.
Yeah, solid.
All right, so Long Beach State taking on Louisville. Louisville, really inconsistent. Really inconsistent.
Ryan, what are you thinking? Dare we do it?
I think,
dare we move Long Beach State?
I think
into
Louisville's tempo could actually help Long Beach State.
Yeah, Long Beach State's a fast tempo team.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's
yes,
have some
feels
fun.
Good.
I was just this is the only area where I don't feel chalky, I'll say that.
Okay.
Murray
State.
Murray State versus Iona.
Well, I think that's where the party ends for Iona. Plus,
now not so fast, Sean. If we don't think Marquette's going to advance, I don't see why.
Well, that's true.
Iona can't beat Murray State.
Yeah, there's a lot of value in Iona there.
If we really want to have a jacked up bracket in this side, at least.
Yeah, let's go for it, man. Let's just go risky in the West.
And then I don't know. I don't think we have to get that risky because I don't think the Elite Eight's going to change. We like Missouri.
Yeah, I like Missouri, Michigan State.
And then we like Michigan State to advance over Long Beach State, and we like Missouri to advance over Iona.
And Michigan State to win.
I also like Michigan State to win. So we've got 2-1 seeds. Right. We got to make up some ground.
Okay. Number one, Syracuse going up against UNC Asheville. Syracuse without Fab Mello.
Big news. Big
that
news.
That is crazy. Rocking my world.
Big, big news. So UNC Asheville is actually a pretty decent team. They're obviously not going to advance.
Okay, what are we looking at points-wise?
15 points only. That's how good they are.
Oh.
Now, this could be a Patrick Ewing theory here.
Now, that line's already adjusted with no Fab Mello, right?
I would imagine, yeah. I believe it was opened at like 19.
Then almost, I say almost give me Syracuse there.
Yeah, I that's what I was thinking. Patrick Ewing theory, they kind of come out.
I feel like they can make a statement game here.
They prove that they're
I think that's the problem with these one seeds not covering is that they don't have anything to prove.
Now they have something to prove here that they can still
play. Yeah, actually, I think that's actually a pretty strong play. I know we say stay away from the 1 and 2 seeds, but
yeah.
I kind of like
stay away from the 1 and 2 seeds.
Kansas State, Southern Mississippi.
All right, Southern Miss sucks. Southern Miss shouldn't be in the tournament. Southern Miss is only in because of RPI.
It's crazy
they're a 9 seed. The spread is 5. Give me Kansas State.
-5, too?
Give me Kansas State -5 and to advance.
Vanderbilt, number 5 versus number 12, Harvard. Now, Harvard's been getting a little talk here.
Yeah, but again, I said this at the start. I like the chalk. I think Vanderbilt beat Kentucky. That shouldn't be overlooked. Kentucky's probably the best team in the country.
Yeah, they did make a nice run in the tournament.
Spread's 5.5.
Maybe Harvard for the spread?
No.
You still like Vanderbilt?
I'm too. It's scaring me how much I like the favorites, but yeah, I like Vanderbilt. I think, look, Harvard's not going to be able to compete with them. I think Vanderbilt, and they're playing well, right? That's the key. They made a nice run in the SEC.
Ooh, Ryan, here we go.
Yeah,
I feel an upset here. Number 13 Montana versus number 4 Wisconsin. At least against the spread, how much is Montana getting?
Here's the thing. I like picking against Wisconsin because they play boring basketball. But God, they've Jordan Taylor. They control the tempo. They slow it down. And they're just better. They're better than Montana. Montana has – apparently they have good guards. So maybe against the spread, that's the move. Because the one thing you got to remember in Wisconsin games is the slow pace leads to – so it's a 9.5-point spread.
Yeah, I like
that.
That's
like a 15-point spread in normal games. So I say we take Montana with the spread, but we advance Wisconsin.
All right. Fine with that. Cincinnati, number 6 versus 11, Texas.
So this is one of those rare occasions where the 11 seed's favored.
I don't like Texas, man.
And I'm sorry. They're getting 2.
Okay.
I was hoping Texas would get in the tournament all year so I could bet on them.
Oh, you like Texas?
I like Texas in the first round. I think they advance. I think Cincinnati's overvalued here because of their late Big East tournament run.
Mm-hmm.
I like Texas.
All right, Ryan, I'll give this one to you, but I'm just pissed at Texas because I lost money on them in the tourneys.
I don't think they win in the second weekend for the same reason Michigan State does win. It's the coaching. They have a horrible coach. He recruits good players, but he's not a great coach. So moving on, Florida State.
Ooh, give me Florida State, man. Number 3 versus 14.
They have been playing tough.
I like this
Bonaventure team. has an NBA player in their big man, but... Yeah, give me Florida State. The spread's a little big, 6.5. But yeah, I don't know. St. Bonaventure is a legit team. I just don't know if they can match up with Florida State. Plays such good defense, and they've just so many shooters. And they look, they're running really hot right now. They just finished a stretch where they beat UNC and Duke. I'll roll with them on the spread too. Why not?
Okay, Gonzaga number 7 versus 10 West Virginia. Man, I don't got a strong angle
these,
on this one.
These 7-10 seed matchups always suck. It's always like, I don't know, who gives a shit, right?
Yeah, I'll take Gonzaga.
I like Gonzaga. I like Stockton's kid. He plays for him.
And what's the spread here?
You know, West Virginia is getting a point.
I'll just take Gonzaga minus 1.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I'll take Gonzaga. I don't really like West Virginia.
Okay, now Ohio State, Loyola, Maryland. I'm down to get against this Ohio State team.
You know, Sean, we talked about this in pretty in depth, but I've actually turned the corner on Ohio State.
Yeah.
I think we just saw them play Michigan State, who's probably one of the best teams in the country. And I don't know about the spread here. I'm fine with betting against them on the spread, but
yeah, I mean, obviously
they're going to advance. Let's go against them with the spread.
Yeah, but I don't want them to win this. I don't like them to. What's the spread in this, Dan?
Well, here's the spread 17.5. Here's the problem, though, right? Is now with what happened to Syracuse, it's kind of they kind of almost inherited a one seed. And who knows? So anyway, moving on. Syracuse, okay. Kansas State.
Gotta roll with Cuse. Kansas, Wisconsin. Vanderbilt.
I like Vanderbilt, man. Yeah. I like the way they've been playing. I don't like Wisconsin.
I'm not a big Wisconsin fan. Okay, Texas, FSU. FSU.
You gotta go Florida State.
I love this Florida
State. And Gonzaga, they can't match up with Ohio State.
Now, Syracuse, Vanderbilt. That's where it gets a little interesting.
Well, that's where it gets interesting, especially with the I'm fine with going Vanderbilt here.
All right.
You want to roll with an upset? Because I don't like Syracuse coming out of this region regardless.
But I don't like OSU coming out of this.
See, I kind of do. We can concede and maybe go Florida State.
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying. I like Florida State to win the East.
So what you say, Florida State over Ohio State?
Yeah.
And then do we like Syracuse or Vanderbilt?
I don't know. Without Mello, I think it's a toss-up, right?
I still think Syracuse is a really good team.
All right, give me Syracuse, but give me FSU in the final.
All right, FSU Final Four?
Yeah, that's a 3.
In full disclosure, my bracket, I actually have Michigan State playing Ohio State in the finals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see what we end up
with. Moving on to the final bracket, we got, well, you know what? That might not be a bad bet. If you like that, taking Florida State to win the East, you can probably get solid odds. I'm going to guess it's 8-1.
Tasty.
Sorry, 5-1. Still.
But I was hearing that it was usually better.
Just to parlay the bets?
Yeah.
Probably.
So, like, if you just bet.
Well, they're going to be dogs. I mean, assuming Ohio State gets to the Sweet 16 and Cuse gets to the Elite 8, they're going to be dogs twice there. Probably like +180, +200. So, yeah, you're better off just parlaying it.
Yeah, even just take money line the first one. Then Texas, it's going to be a small spread if it, you know.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Parlay, you're probably going to get more 8-1. Okay. Now, last bracket, Midwest. North Carolina, UNC versus 16, Lamar, Vermont. I mean, obviously, UNC here.
Yeah, UNC, and the spread will probably be, the way UNC plays, the spread will probably be 20. I don't know. UNC, I feel like, never covers for me when I bet him in the first round.
All right, we'll take Lamar, Vermont, +20. Okay, number 8, Creighton versus number 9, Alabama.
I think a popular pick has been Alabama. I like Creighton here.
I don't like this Alabama team. I don't know much about Creighton, but
Creighton's
I'll take
got
him.
This big white dude who went to high school with Harrison Barnes, who's a badass, Doug McDermott. Creighton's getting to. I like him. I like him to advance. I like him with the points.
Now, this is an interesting matchup. Number 5, Temple versus the winner of the Cal-Southern Florida play-in.
So, of course, we like Cal to advance.
Yeah.
I really like Cal to advance. I'm going to guess the spread's going to be 4-6. Mm-hmm. I like Cal to advance out of the out of this game. I don't like Temple. I don't like the Atlantic 10 this year. I think they're overrated.
All right, I can ride with an upset. What are we
take
laying
the 12
here? What are we getting here? Probably 6.
I'm thinking between 4 and 6. So I'm saying we get to take the points also.
All right. Michigan, Ohio, number 4 versus number 13.
Yeah, Michigan's not a great team, but Ohio stinks. I don't like this Ohio team.
What's Ohio getting points wise?
6.
I'll take Ohio plus 6.
I'm fine with that.
Take Michigan to roll Ohio plus 6.
I don't really like this game altogether, but let's roll.
Diego State, number 6 versus 11 NC State.
Yeah, so
I like NC State here.
Yeah, upset special. I think NC State playing well towards the end of the season. I just think they're this is a lot of people don't think they should have made the tournament. Whenever that happens, teams tend to play up and try to get into it, and so they're actually favored by 2, which is surprising and kind of sucks. I wanted to bet them, so I'm going to take NC State with the points. Also,
they're getting 2.
They're laying 2.
Oh, laying 2. Yeah, okay. Georgetown, number 3 versus 14 Belmont. I think Georgetown's solid. Got to move them along.
I'll agree with you there. No, I'll agree with you there, but I would not be surprised if Belmont won this game.
And what's the spread?
I'll take Belmont plus 4.
Okay. St. Mary's, number 7 versus 10 Purdue.
I love this St. Mary's team.
Yeah. I don't know if Purdue has the magic this year.
They have a professional, not a professional point guard, but their point guard is very good. He's this white dude from Australia.
Okay, what's St. Mary's laying?
Let's see here. For some reason, the spread is off the... Oh, here we go. Nope. It's St. Mary's minus 1. Give me that.
Score update. Iona's 57-42.
Ooh. That's good. That's good.
Scoring's really slowed down for him, though.
All right. Kansas-Detroit.
Kansas.
Detroit's a good team. Kansas is better. Kansas by 14 is the spread.
Hmm.
I might take Kansas there. See, this is why you don't bet on these games, because it looks so appealing. Like, yeah, Detroit stinks, whatever. All right. North Carolina, Creighton. Give me UNC.
Oh, yeah. Cal, Michigan. I like Cal here.
Yeah, fuck it.
I don't know. Do you see Michigan as a Sweet 16 team? I don't.
Yeah, I just...
They're
too inconsistent again. It's just Cal was a solid team all year. They just lost their tournament game. I'll take Cal.
Got to go against teams like Michigan. NC State versus Georgetown. Ooh.
Wow.
Kind of like this NC State team, Ryan.
It's more that I don't fully trust Georgetown. I feel like they played above their capabilities this year, and I feel like a 3-seed is a little too generous.
Okay.
They are in a great division, but yeah, why not? Let's take NC State.
And Kansas. I like Kansas.
Yeah, definitely.
So then Kansas, NC State. You got to feel Kansas here.
Yeah, I like
here.
Kansas and UNC here.
And Kansas.
You like Kansas advancing?
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to that.
Well, and that also... Wait.
Oh, you had some other... exactly at 7, Sean.
Yeah.
All right, so we got Kentucky, Michigan State. I personally like Michigan State here.
Yeah, I do, too.
I think coaching and veteran leadership trumps youth, athleticism, and just overall talent. And then we got Florida State taking on
Kansas.
I kind of like Kansas if that's the matchup.
Yep, and I like Michigan State to win it all, man.
I can't disagree with that.
Wow, looks like we got it all figured out, man. Looks like we got it all figured out.
It just feels like... I got to be honest, like we picked some upsets here, but it does feel like a year where I don't see too many upsets. I think some of these, like I said, I think Georgetown could certainly be upset. I like the 11 seeds barely an upset.
Yeah.
I like a couple of the 11 seeds. Iona over Marquette, maybe a little bit of a stretch, but in Cal, I could see Cal winning a couple games, but for the most part, if you look at our Elite Eight, it's 1-3-1-2. I don't see anything crazy happen. I really think it's going to be a chalky Elite Eight.
Yeah, I don't know. Even if we get, we'll see, man.
I just don't see any 4 seeds or higher kind of going on a run.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like I said, I Wichita State, maybe. That would be kind of impressive.
Yeah, people have been throwing out teams, but it's all...
So, yeah, Michigan State to win it all is only 8-1. So, that's not bad, though.
You know, the key will be watching those first round of games and get a feeling for these teams and who's going to be able to make adjustments and who's not, and take it from there, man.
Well, that's the big thing. That's where, like, the Kansases and the Michigan States of the world, where on those short, the day off and then game, Bill Self, Tom Izzo, Roy Williams, Thad Mata, they're just better coaches than most, and they just do a better job. Jim Boeheim, they just do a better job of preparing the teams on the short rest. Like, you know, I haven't seen Florida State's coach do it consistently. Rick Pitino is he just doesn't. He's not a great preparer. You know, Marquette's coach is to be determined.
Maybe Louisville's a team you bet against in the second day. Oh, wait, we did with Long Beach State.
Yeah, that's, you know, it just seems like some of these coaches, like Billy Donovan in Florida, he's usually a pretty decent second weekend coach. And, you know, maybe they cover against Missouri there. Who knows?
Any other big news coming out of here? What do you think,
the big
Ryan?
News is Fab Mello.
Yep, Fab Mello. All right, Ryan. Man, looking forward to a weekend of madness. Weekend of college basketball.
What's crazy is I just can't wait for this vacation to relax. And it's like, oh, man.
It's not going to be much relaxing, Ryan. Just a lot of sweet action.
I know. It's never relaxing.
Give us a little itinerary. Walk us through your Vegas trip.
All right,
trip
so,
and what you
of
got
course,
planned.
We... You, myself, and another friend of ours were flying out of Burbank, getting on the nice 5 o'clock flight. Of course, anyone who's flown to Vegas before, you get in the air. They literally sprint down the aisle to give you drinks, and they give you the drink, and then they're like, "Okay, we got to clean up." So you pound your drink.
Yep.
I do have some drink coupons, Sean. So we'll be getting a cocktail on the plane.
Nice.
We'll land.
Southwest has vodka. They have Monster and vodka.
Oh God, it's so great. We'll be landing about the same time as another friend of ours. We'll get in a cab. We'll get checked in, and then my plan is to hit the sports book immediately. Get all the bets in for Thursday. Don't want to have to deal with lines. Just want to get everything in, so I can have a nice, long, relaxing night of gambling. So we're staying at the Venetian.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go check out the new sports book over there. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
It's managed by Canners now, the company that started with the Win, or sorry, started with the M, and they kind of have a reputation for taking any bet, any kind of bet. They let you parlay fights. They let you do whatever you want. So
they'll take my 15 grand on Iona to win that, right?
I think the plan is to get our bets in for Thursday and then go do some gambling.
Sounds like fun.
And then, you know, who knows? I think at some point later in the night, our buddy Lutz is going to get out there, and that's when
the
shit
the party
will get
starts.
Crazy. Probably play some Pai Gow, keep it slow the first night.
Yeah.
You know, the nice thing about staying in the Venetian Suites is, you know, there's no pressure to wake up early to get seats to watch the games. We got two big giant TVs in the room. Kind of just chill. And now that the games are on four networks, we can kind of chill and just watch the games, get up, get some breakfast. Kind of the key to this weekend is just taking it slow. Like, no need to rush into
anything.
Who
are you telling, Ryan?
No, I'm just trying to tell myself. I need to repeat this constantly.
Relax, Ryan. Relax.
Just
got to
relax.
All weekend.
Probably going to hit some fire bets, hopefully.
Yeah, dude, that's my game plan.
Yeah.
It's a $25 fire bet.
Well, the max is usually $5 or $10, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it should be fun. We'll play some Pai Gow, play some craps. You'll probably talk me into playing some blackjack at some point.
Yeah, we'll see.
Even though I've kind of retired from playing blackjack.
Yeah, it's just bad news, man.
Yeah,
blackjack
I don't know.
Is bad news.
And then the plan is to hopefully win Thursday so we can parlay into Friday and then, you know, have a good idea of what teams are doing what for the weekend.
I'm excited. Sounds like a lot of good times. A lot of drinking, a lot of boozing, living it up in Las Vegas. All right. Hey, make sure you log on to sportsgamblingpodcast.com, click the Amazon link, and follow us on Twitter, @gamblingpodcasts. See, that's the thing. There isn't another really, there's not another, we're the top dog. You Google Sports Gambling Podcast, you know what comes up? Sports Gambling Podcast. We are the only, we're the only true.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I was even Googling today trying to find gambling podcasts about it. You got Chad Millman talking to this one guy, and it's just like, just talking about betting concepts. No, guys want numbers. They want numbers crunched. They want real action. They want takes. They want.
They also
picks.
Don't
want
to hear you like flirting with your interviewee. You know.
Well,
like
and we're not afraid to lay our dicks on the line on these picks, Ryan. We make these picks. Sometimes they're right. Sometimes they're wrong.
I feel like we will have to tweet all of our picks.
Yeah, everything we bet on, we'll keep a running tab going at Gambling Podcast.
I mean, I'll even throw pictures up there, the tickets.
Yeah.
You'll see actual dollar amounts.
Yep. And it's all legal.
God damn, Ryan, you are a man.
And then we'll take pictures of our stacks of cash.
That's right.
All right. Looking forward to it. So, for the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean Stacking the Green, and he's...
excited.
Let it ride.